This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's a beautiful song from Holly Ray. This one is called Ngiyazivela right here on MUT Radio. We apologize for that little inconvenience. We are having some technical issues, but everything is sorted now. And we do have Holly Ray with us on the line right now. Miss Holly Ray, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are perfect, then. It's amazing. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Yes, so, and we apologize for the time delays. We're having some technical issues, but everything is sorted now.
Sure.
Yeah, we can just get straight into it. So, briefly, tell us, who is Holly Ray?
I'm a singer, songwriter, musician from Durban.
Yes, so you have had a very remarkable journey from your early releases to recent projects. But wow, what's an emotional space were you in when you were writing the song? Because I think this is the song that most people relate with, which is called Deeper. Were you expecting it will pop up the way it did?
No, I didn't. I think I released it in 2018 when Kom was still really big in Durban. So I was worried that it wasn't going to like perform because it's a little bit slower paced. But my team felt very strongly that I should release it. So I did. And then, yeah, the rest is history.
Wow. That is amazing. And what people mostly love about you is how you infuse different languages in the music. We just played a song called Ngiyazivela. So what goes to your mind when you're writing these songs?
I think I'm inspired by a lot of different things. Sometimes it's personal experiences. Sometimes it's things that my friends tell me or people tell me and I relate to the story. Sometimes it's even stuff I see online that inspire me to tell a story about it. So there's lots, every song has like its own journey, but it's pretty much life and everything around me.
Wow, that is amazing. So if I may ask you, from Holly Ray from Strawberry Skies to now, what has really evolved about you throughout the years?
Oh, wow. I mean, Strawberry Skies was pop music. It was very like experimental. I didn't really know who I was as an artist. And I think now I have a lot more direction. I make more dance music. I make the genre music I love. And I have a better and bigger purpose and direction as an artist.
Oh, wow, that is amazing. Now, you've worked with a lot of artists and I can say also a lot of producers. So when it comes to collaborating, what do you actually look for when it comes to creative collaborations?
I think for me, obviously talent is important, but the most important thing is like energy and how you like vibe with someone and how you relate to someone. Because when you have like good energy together, then you're going to make beautiful music together. But if the energy is off, then the song will be off. So for me, that's more important than the actual musicality, is the energy. Because if you connect on like an energy level, then you'll make good music together.
Now, that is amazing. Thank you for that beautiful answer. Now, what shocked most, I want us to speak about The Masked Singer, where you gave fans a new side of you. So how was it like performing in a stage with a whole costume on? How connected were you with the music and all those performances?
Oh, it was very difficult. I'm not going to lie. Like that suit is so hot inside. There's not a lot of air and you're trying to sing and dance and perform. So it was very, very challenging, but it was also a lot of fun because like every night you get to get on the stage. No one knows who you are. And it's like being an upcoming artist again. You have to like really work to get the audience's attention. You know, it's just their love for you is purely based on your performance. It's not based on who you are. It's not based on whether they're your fans or not. It's just like who you are. And that is so much fun. And I was very involved in like the song selection process. Kayam Teto is the music director on the show.
Wow.
So I worked closely with him to choose songs. And I wanted to choose songs that like people would never expect me to perform and songs that like I love and always wanted to sing. So yeah.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, I want us to go deeper, go personally, because you've recently shared some raw and honest thoughts about your health struggles. Maybe if you can tell us, how has being vulnerable with your audience changed how you show up, both as an artist and as a person?
I mean, it's a big part of who I am always. You know, I've always been very open about the fact that I'm a type 1 diabetic and the struggles that come with that. And then earlier this year, I was diagnosed with kidney injury. So it's been a long process of being in and out of hospital. And, you know, in the beginning, I felt like, oh, I don't want to share my story. I want to wait till I'm better. And then I realized that actually people need to hear my story more than I need to tell it, you know?
Wow.
Because there's so many people out there who are struggling with different health issues, different chronic illnesses. Mm. And then they see, oh, Holly Ray's fine. She's perfect. Her diabetes is great. She never talks about the problems. Wow. And it's an unrealistic perception of what it's really like. So I wanted to be honest, to be raw and open about my struggles with my diabetes and my illness so that other people know that it's also okay to not be okay.
Wow. Speaking of living with a chronic disease, man, while working in the public eye, I'm sure it cannot be easy. Maybe what are some of the tools or habits that help you maintain balance, maybe mentally, emotionally, and physically?
I mean, it is very challenging. It's like having a chronic illness like diabetes is having like a second job, you know, because it's all the time. Mm. But the biggest thing is having a good support system around you, having people that understand your illness properly, don't judge you for your illness, and are able to help you when you need the help. And then just balance, always balance, like balanced lifestyle, balanced eating, balanced physical activity, like making sure that you have a little bit of everything in your life, and you're not exhausting yourself on one thing and not having this, like the sustainability to do everything long term.
Wow. Oh, that is amazing. Now, could you say that you're also your music contributing to helping you maintain all of these things?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Maybe could you actually say maybe your music helps you to maintain all of the balance, the emotional balance, your health and all of those things?
I mean, I think it's the other way around. I think that like being diabetic and having to be healthy and make healthy choices makes me a better musician, if that makes sense. So having to look after myself makes me healthier in the studio. It makes me be able to record for longer. It makes me, my body can go further and do more, you know, when I look after myself.
Wow, that is amazing. So maybe now just going back to the music, you're a real powerhouse, especially in house and the pop scene. And as a female, maybe what have been some of your biggest challenges in the music industry?
I mean, I'm going on 10 years in the industry soon.
Wow.
And yeah, but I think it's just representation of women. You know, we like to sexualize women. We like to put women into boxes in the industry because it's easier for us to control them. It's easier for us to manage public perception of them. But the truth is we're not all the same. Mm. We're all different. And I think just gaining respect. Often, you know, when you go into studio with these big producers, a lot of the time you're just labeled the woman in the corner and they don't really ask your opinion. They don't really value your input. So learning how to sort of command respect, not demand respect, but command respect in that space while still maintaining your sort of identity as a female, I think has been one of the most challenging things. But something I think as I get older and more confident in myself, it's getting easier.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, maybe any message to a young girl out there who's looking to break through in the music industry? Any advice that you would give that young girl?
You have everything at your fingertips that you need to achieve already. You know, you don't need other people's validation. You don't need other people's inputs. You don't need a DJ or a producer to come along to tell you that they're going to make you and then you owe them your career. No. Mm. Everything that you are, you have within you already. You have the talent, you have the drive, and that's all you need to start. You don't need to sell yourself. You don't need to sell your music, your rights, anything in order to make it in this industry.
Wow. Thank you very much. And thank you for that beautiful answer. Hopefully the young girls out there are listening. So maybe anything that we can expect soon music wise?
So I haven't released music in over a year. And I'm still debating on when I'm going to release because, you know, us musicians, we're perfectionists.
Yeah.
But something that is really exciting is my partnership with Barbie. Barbie has just released a diabetic Barbie, a Barbie with type 1 diabetes. And I'm the face of the Barbie for the entire southern region. So that's really exciting. I'm excited to be creating more awareness around diabetes and people living with diabetes, children in particular. And yeah, that's kind of the projects that I'm working on at the moment, as well as my TV shows with my sister.
Wow, that is amazing. I don't want to just go through this. So how did it happen that the Barbie story, how did it happen?
So Martel, which is a company that produces Barbie, reached out to me, and they saw the work that I'm doing on social media to create awareness around type 1 diabetes, and they felt like I was the best voice to represent Barbie in Africa, being a type 1 diabetic, being someone who relates to a lot of kids, who does a lot of work with kids living with diabetes. They really felt like my voice would carry and make children feel seen and heard and represented as diabetics, not just in Africa, but in the globe.
Wow. Thank you very much. And also, we appreciate you for being vulnerable with your health. And also, I'm sure it motivates other people out there to be just open. Yes, thank you very much. So before we let you how can people maybe find you on social media or maybe book you?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, X, and TikTok. It's all the same handle. It's at Holly Ray Music.
Wow. Thank you. That is amazing. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio, Holly.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.